Good afternoon. Coming up on 12:35 here on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City. 71 degrees underneath, fair skies here at Radio Park in Mason City. South winds at 17, gusting to 31 miles an hour. And it's time for the Midday Farm Report here on AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting. We'll take a full look at the weather forecast coming up here as we get closer to 1 o'clock on KGLO. It is Friday, and that means it is time for this week's edition of KGLO Market Talk, brought to you by Corporate Farmer in Mason City, your farm accounting firm. Find out what they can do for you by visiting corporatefarmer.com. And on the KGLO live line with me, stepping in here a little bit today, filling in. We usually talk to him the first Friday of the month. Brian Doherty, Senior Market Advisor with Stuart Peterson. Brian, how are you on KGLO Market Talk?
Well, Jesse, I'm great, and I got to imagine with that weather forecast or the temperature you just gave, what, 71 degrees? That's got to feel pretty good considering how cool it's been here the first part of the month. But doing great. I got some good news in the grain markets to report today.
Yeah, and that's what the whole object of this show is. The whole thing we look at is trying to report on the markets, and I know good news, as you mentioned, to report. Let's jump right in. I'll first say your comment about the weather. I know the 70s around here really got some guys, they got the itch to get out in the fields and plant. I know there's some people already working on getting those fields worked up, so I'll agree with you. It's nice to see some nice weather, Brian.
Yeah, and that'll allow for for the most of the Midwest, at least in the forecast, looks like a pretty quick start to the planting season. The other part of that forecast that I caught, Jesse, is something we've kind of been seeing a lot, and I can't quantify it at all, but when you look at rain or wind, it just seems we've been in a windy winter and early start to spring here. And when you look at that Palmer Drought Index map, which I follow, you look at that map and you start looking at where it's dry, you got it. Boy, we better get these rains this spring or else this wind keeps up and we warm up. It's not going to take long for people to start really worrying about dry weather, especially in Missouri and North Dakota and down into the Panhandle region.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Looking at that Palmer Drought Index, I just have it up in front of me. Still showing, at least for us here in Iowa, to be unusually to very very wet for the most part still, and even much of the Midwest. I know up Wisconsin looks to be that way as well, but I agree. We keep seeing windy weather, and that's going to change things. One other good note, I'll mention two soil temps throughout much of the Midwest. A little cooler, it looks like, up by you in Wisconsin, but here in Iowa, we're in the mid to upper 40s for soil temps, so that's a good thing, but let's talk about markets. You mentioned good news to report. Trade looks to be higher across the board at midday. We saw some nice moves in soybeans here throughout the week with probably the exception of yesterday. Let's talk about the grains. What are some of the highlights standing out to you, Brian?
Yeah, well, a couple of things that are sort of, all of a sudden on the docket real fast, and that is let's step back a couple of weeks. Had the stocks and acreage report out at the end of the month. Really clobbered corn for a day and a half, and then we've been climbing back since. And I think with that report being somewhat subjective in nature, it's a survey. You do question whether it's necessary to put that report out in March when they do, but it is what it is. It hit corn. Beans immediately took off. Meal's been the big leader here as of late, and that follows on the heels of a very strong uptrend in soybean oil all winter due to shortages of palm oil. So you've got some things there, but probably the bigger news is really back down in the southern hemisphere. Real wet conditions in parts of Argentina talk of lower crop production of beans there by as much as 5%. Second crop corn running into some dry weather there. That's got corn perking up a little bit. And when you look at that corn acreage number, just from a logical or common sense perspective, you have to wonder, geez, can that number get any bigger? So the flip side of that is there's room for that number to shrink. And with beans moving up like they have, beans have probably bought acres. But, when you look at world supplies of beans, no expected shortfall. But if we've already maxed out the expectations out of the summer, southern hemisphere, Jesse, and if you go a little bit deeper and say, well, if we're going to try and repeat the kind of yields the last 2 years have brought, which were just phenomenal on beans, what if we don't? So my point is, it looks like these funds flipped over from net short to long on maybe just the idea that, hey, we need ideal growing conditions to mirror that yield, and if we don't, we're going to start, taking these carryout numbers and tapering those inward. And I've always argued that a good reflection of price direction is the inverse relationship between the size of or the trend of carryout and then price movement. Not so much the size of carryout, but the trend of carryout.
Yeah, good points you make there, Brian. And, you know, specifically with soybeans, if I recall right, Wednesday was a big moving day with a rally. I think we saw some new highs there we haven't seen in a few months, if I remember correctly. And we've seen basis kind of soften a little bit with some farmer movement here on the rally. I know I talked to one cooperative in the area earlier this week, and they mentioned that they're pretty much out of soybeans on this rally. Is that kind of... you know, what we would expect with a nice rally like this? We haven't seen soybeans in this, you know, 950, 960 range in a little while.
We have not for quite a while. And when you say they're out of it, could you, they're out of the market of, as far as buying beans?
I mean,
they can't find them.
They're completely empty as far as storage. Everything has been sold off, basically. So
everything's sold off, yeah. That's not unusual. If you've been a farmer and holding beans, you've been patient, you got a recovery in the market, you got a rally, you've still got big projected carry out worldwide and domestically in beans. You know, at some point, you got to ask yourself, when do I not sell? When do I not take my pay raise? When do I not reward myself? And you know, this has been my observation. I've done this a long time, that farmers are getting more and more adapt to saying, look, I can sell my cash beans and I need some money to pay bills. I can go back and buy the board. I can buy a call option. I have options or alternatives out there other than just storage. So no doubt you're going to pull inventory out of hands of farmers in both corn and beans. But we're getting to a time of year where those were big factors here a month, two, three, 4 months ago, the farmer movement of grain and those type of things and bases. What's looming larger and larger is weather, long-term projections. Let's look at the markets the last 90 days. We've seen a big recovery in the energy on a percentage change in the energy markets. The dollar has dropped. Every day we chop through supply of grain. And you and I have talked about this before. As we kind of get later in winter or spring, in previous big production years, the markets seem to disappoint. They don't move much, but we're still using the stuff. And then the reality starts to hit home. Hey, we still got to produce big crops. And it's more than just a number on a piece of paper. Now the rubber has to hit the road.
Yeah, definitely very true there, Brian. And, you know, looking at this rally in soybeans and even corn rallying a little bit, kind of on the coattails of beans, it seems here. And wheat did a little bit earlier this week. Now that they're kind of trading a mix to a slightly higher today. What do you think? How much longer are we going to see this rally? I know it's usually hard to predict, but is there any trends that are showing we might continue this rally a little bit longer?
Well, in the corn market, we let's start with that one. I want to address beans again, too. But in the corn market, you've got some things going on. You've got a fundamental concern about some of the crop in Brazil, that second crop. Brazil's had four record second crop. I don't want to say it's an afterthought crop, but years ago, that was, well, they had the land available so they could put corn in and see what they get. And all of a sudden, they've had some really big, dependable production in recent years. So now with dry weather, that's a fundamental factor. And after a big acreage report, which we probably saw the biggest number there, it just looked like, you know, the selling just dried up. The funds have been betting on heavy short positions. So far, that has been the case. But probably the big thing this week, if you're a technical trader, is we've moved all the way back up in December corn to where we were the day prior to the USDA report. So it's negated at this point, that acreage number. May corn has pushed up to today's high at 380.5. May corn has not been this high since December, eclipsing the high at the end of March. And the December corn, I like to use the 100-day moving average, and because if you think about it, it's 100 days, it's an average. It's the average price for 100 days. The market's trading above that decisively for it the first time today. December corn has not closed above that level since December 4th, and that was just one day it did there. So if you think about it, we may be closing above the average price for the last 3-plus months. It tells me we might be seeing legitimately some momentum change in the market.
What about soybeans, Brian?
Great market here this week. Just strong technical activity. Bean meal really pushing through the ceiling here. Good export demand again this week. Good technical buying. The funds are aggressively buying and have been. Set back some yesterday, but right back at it today. So strong consolidation. Yet, Jesse, high enough now where if you are a producer, you got some old crop, keep some of that pay raise and let some of it go. And we'd argue buy some puts in this market. The market's gaining upward momentum right now. Get some puts bought. Maybe forward sell 10, 15%, but get some puts bought as well. Put a floor in, but let this thing try and run if it wants to. We have to keep in mind that on a big scale picture, weather's the dominant factor, and whether beans are 850, 950, 1050, we haven't seen any change in China demand, or even 1150, they're going to buy beans. So the world's going to gobble up beans almost regardless of price, and so we can go higher. So we, when a market gathers momentum, try and let it run.
All good things to consider. Brian, before I let you go, I want to talk livestock real quick. We've been seeing soaring box beef values. Really seems to be the main storyline I'm seeing in the livestock markets here just the past week or two or so. And you know, look at feeder cattle, live cattle markets today, slightly higher. Lean hogs have rallied on the futures trade here in the past hour and a half or so. You know, just talk about livestock, but maybe specifically look at some of that box beef news. What's driving that right now?
Well, I think the big thing is that's driving it really is we're finally getting some weather that's comparable to good spring demand in the grilling season. We've had such a rush of unusually cold and damp and just lousy weather. So I think the retail markets kind of sniffed that one coming out, and they've been aggressively buying this week looking for good weekend disappearance. So I want to say that's the primary issue there. Disappointing futures trade this week, no doubt about. The concern is that, yeah, we may get some bump in the box beef values, but we still have heavier weight animals, and that's a concern. Weight gain's been good. This has been a good spring for adding poundage. No major sloppy conditions, disease issues. Feedlots are in pretty good shape. So I think that's been holding back, and the board's been sort of real sporadic the last, since about, well, you could say since December, but a lot of up and down. I think the market is well supported. The problem is, the market isn't worried about the inventory issue yet. Now we need to see if the consumer actually steps to the plate and buys this meat. A weaker dollar helps. Hard to be bearish cattle, but I think you need to be respectful of bigger slaughter numbers in both cattle and hogs, and those will continue to be a problem if they don't lighten up soon, and we should have already probably seen that in hogs.
Well, Brian, anything else you could think of you want to add, just what we're seeing overall with the markets today or this week in general?
I think in general, you know, keep the strategy, keep vigilant. We'd argued sort of in the early winter months that commodities are of value commodities to the end user. I'm talking inputs. All of a sudden that picture started to change, and maybe, you know, show some light that the end users are ready to step up to the plate. So I would argue in the grains, continue to look, especially on setbacks, pick up some call options for summer weather, and then we get a push higher. Look to sell into that, get a good balanced approach there. Cattle and hogs, use rallies as opportunities to sell until some numbers or something tells us otherwise. It still looks to me like both of those are on the building side of things. Hog numbers are consistently big at 300 or 435,000 a day plus. Like to see that number get down another 10,000-15,000, but no evidence of that yet.
Well, Brian, if anyone wants to get in touch with you and the folks at Stuart Peterson for any advice or to talk markets, et cetera, what's the best way?
Again, as we've said before, I think the best way is just talk. Let's have a conversation. Pick up the phone, 800-334-9779. I'd like to especially address the beans if people have questions on some fence strategy ideas of buying a put, selling a call, which strike prices in months. But again, 800-334-9779.
With that, Brian Doherty, Senior Market Advisor with Stuart Peterson, thank you so much for stepping in here on short notice today and filling in on KGLO Market Talk. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jesse.
This has been KGLO Market Talk here on your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. We'll take a look at the latest market numbers coming up next.